This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Yes, indeedy. From Insights Magazine, Adrian Drayton joins us. Good morning, Adrian.
Hey, Aaron. How's it going?
Yeah, pretty good. Now, this is a bit of a risk, I suppose, a legend of the Guardians.
Yeah, it is a bit of a risk. It's actually the full title of it. It's a bit of a mouthful. It's The Legend of the Guardians, The Owls of Ga'Hoole. And it was originally known by the title of The Legend of Ga'Hoole. So they changed it because they thought people might, you know, have no idea what the film's about. And it's got a bit of an international pedigree. It's actually directed by Zack Snyder, who made 300 and Watchmen. And he kind of makes his animation debut with this. And it's based on The Guardians of Ga'Hoole, which is a series of books by American author Catherine Lasky. So, and it's made by Animal Logic, who are a fully Australian effects, CGI effects house, who did Happy Feet. It's got a mostly Australian voice cast, but a few international guests in the cast, I suppose. I found it really interesting. It's a film I hadn't heard much about, although I had heard that it had a few name changes and things like that. Basically, a bit of an epic tale about sibling rivalry, I guess, between owls. Did I mention it was set in owldom?
Yes.
The film follows an owl called Soren, who's a young owlet who loves listening to his dad's epic stories of the Guardians of Ga'Hoole, who are, in the story, a bit of a mythic band of winged warriors who fought a great battle to save all of our kind from the evil pure ones. While Soren dreams of someday joining his heroes, his older brother, Clud, says dreams are for sleeping and yearns to hunt, fly, and become his father's favourite son. So there's a bit of a kind of Cain and Abel rivalry thing here happening. So Clud's jealousy has quite terrible consequences when one day both owlets are sort of they're learning how to fly. They fall out of the tree, and they're captured by some minions of the pure ones and taken to their sort of huge hollow. And so then it's up to Soren to learn how to fly properly and make the daring escape from them, and with the help of a few other brave young owls. So together they go on this bit of this quest where they've got to go across the sea through the mist to find a great tree, which is the home of legendary guardians. And really, Soren's only hope of defeating the Pure Ones and saving the Owl Kingdoms. So it's a bit of a big epic. It reminded me a bit of Lord of the Rings. It's kind of got an epic scale, except it's, you know, with owls. And it, like I said, mentioned before, it's got a huge voice cast with Helen Mirren, Jeffrey Rush, Jim Sturgess, Hugo Weaving, Emily Barclay, Abby Cornish, Ryan Quanten from Home and Away, Anthony LaPaglia, Miriam Margoyles, Sam Neill, Richard Roxburgh, and David Wenham. So huge in terms of voice cast. And as I mentioned before, it's fully made in-house by Animal Logic. I guess in my opinion that it's quite intense. It's a very sort of dark and intense type of film. And for a kids' film, I felt you're under 10 to the people who'd be attracted to it because of the kind of wildlife aspect of it. And it's talking animals when all said and done. And it was actually a bit scary. It's quite intense. There's some battle scenes towards the end, not unlike Lord of the Rings. But it's PG rated. And the rating does say for scary and intense action scenes. So, it's also in 3D. You can see it in 3D or 2D, and I might add that it's pure 3D. So it was actually made in 3D.
Uh-huh.
So it actually works really well in the fact that it kind of immerses you in the action in a way. There's a few gimmicks with the owls flying towards the camera, which is also a bit scary for kids because you can imagine a big owl face coming out at you. And the 3D for me was flawless, and it was just amazingly creative. I mean, the CGI is so detailed, particularly in 3D, that you can see kind of every feather on the owls, and all the backgrounds are amazing, which again reminded me, I have to go back to Lord of the Rings, because there's the Kingdom of the Pure Ones, which is all kind of reminded me a bit like the is it? I can't remember the bad guy in Lord of the Rings, the tower.
Yeah, sorry, I can't help you.
yeah, sorry. Anyway, it had lots of red sort of, you know, fire backgrounds and things like that. So I wasn't a huge... I have to confess that in the whole scheme of CGI films, Happy Feet isn't on the hugely top of my list, purely because the story was a little bit involved. But having said that, this is similar. It's quite... It's sort of not as engaging, and I think kids might get a bit lost in the whole mythology of it. But again, there's a fair bit of action and a lot of talking animals, so that might get it over the line.
Okay, yeah. I'm not sounding convinced about the whole thing. How many owls do you give it out of 5? Ten.
Look, I'm going to give it 8 because I really it's a really interesting film.
I think
it kind of might have missed their target demographic slightly by making it a little bit scary, but it's got some great themes of, you know, it's got a journey of self-discovery and learning to believe in something bigger than yourself and having faith in something you can't see. It's got all the great themes in there, so it's a good family film, but perhaps not for the under 8s, I would suggest.
Yeah. Okay, fair enough. Thank you so much, Adrian.
Okay, thanks.
No worries. Adrian Drayton from Insights Magazine. You can read that review and many more and all sorts of stuff at insights.uca.org.au, his website.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.